and how it developed.
Well, so we know that gunfire was heard a little after 9 p.m. on Friday. That was, of course, a federal holiday. The Obamas were out of town, although we don't know if their daughters were in the White House at the time, and the Secret Service won't say. What the complaint made clear was that there were several witnesses who saw this dark Honda Accord pull up on Constitution Avenue in front of the White House, and gunshots were fired out of its passenger side window. We have the person who was in the car behind it said this, and someone who was on the street also said they saw this happen, and the car sped off. And then a few minutes later, about six blocks away, the driver of the car abandoned it on the lawn of the National Institute of Peace, right by the bridge to the Potomac River. And inside this car, authorities found a semi-automatic rifle, 9 spent shell casings, lots of other ammunition, brass knuckles, a baseball bat, a Walmart receipt, and a jacket that had L.A. written on it in the form of the Los Angeles Dodgers baseball team logo. And it turned out that this car had a license plate from Idaho. They were able to link it to Mr. Ortega Hernandez. And indeed, he had been photographed twice earlier on Friday wearing that jacket. Once, as you mentioned earlier, when the Arlington County Police stopped him and then let him go because he had done nothing, committed no crime at that point and was unarmed, but they did take his pictures. And also, they went to a Walmart and found a surveillance tape of him wearing that jacket.